This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason's engineering. Bert's with us in California. So just to flesh out a little bit more about this DBA, Doctorate in Business Administration. Bert, I have a doctorate in business administration now. I didn't on Friday, but I awarded myself a doctorate. And I did it through Five Minute University. And literally what I did was I used this telephone call with my brother-in-law who told me about, you know, how much things cost. And it brought me right up to speed very quickly. Within an hour, I learned how much things cost. So I advanced my education in finance and economics. And I learned that a wedding is $50,000. A bridal shower is $5,500. And so I now have a DBA, Doctorate in Business Administration, awarded by myself through the Five Minute University. And what I did was, you know, not to cheat. What I did was I used my experience and accomplishments as part of my submission as to why I deserve a Doctorate in Business Administration. And so I went before the entire board of directors of USA Prepares and Five Minute University, and the whole board unanimously voted to give me this this doctorate.
So that's the accreditation.
Well, that's fully accredited. Five Minute University is fully accredited.
Okay.
By me. It is, huh? And so who gives these other accreditation corporations the right to accredit universities and schools and colleges? Who gives them the right? Well, they say they have the right, right? So I say I have the right to give I gave accreditation to Five Minute University. I did. And it says, well, right on the website, it used to say that it's fully accredited by Five Minute University. And so the bottom line, Bert, is now that I have this DBA, and I'm not talking about doing business as, I'm talking about a doctorate in business administration. So now that I have this, I have used this to determine that we can expand the campground. Okay, so right away, I'm applying what I learned in my advanced education over the weekend. The campground will be a venue for group gatherings, large group gatherings. So weddings, bridal parties, bachelor parties. And I was talking to Rich Sheehan over the weekend. I was talking to Kathy about this, and they both liked the idea. And Rich came up with something that I didn't know about. Maybe this is popular in California, I don't know. But divorce parties. Have you ever heard of a divorce party, Bert?
Yeah, I've heard of them. And
doesn't seem like something I'd be, you know, excited
no.
to...
No,
it seems like
I don't think you want
thing.
That. No, you don't want that. You're celebrating nature, and you don't want. I mean, that's just going to bring sadness and.
And some people say celebration of life. So when somebody dies, you know, you celebrate life. I got to tell you, when people in my family have died, it's not a celebration. It's like a tragedy.
Yeah.
It is grief. It's awful. So I don't think it's in my world. It's not a celebration of life. It's just a profoundly sad event. But anyway, you know, this is all tongue in cheek about the DBA and all that. But I didn't know that a wedding was so expensive, and I didn't know a bridal shower was so expensive. So what we're thinking is we'll just expand the campground, and we can have you know, several hundred people, you know, attend a wedding. There's plenty of room for it, and we have fully in enclosed area, if you will, surrounded by woods, like 1,000 feet long. just for one area, and maybe 800 feet wide, great big fire pit, and you can have a bring in a dance floor and electricity and a keg of beer and have a barbecue. And I think, what do you think about that, Bert? An outdoor wedding like that?
DJ, band. I'd go for the wedding. Yeah. I think the other idea is not so good, but wedding or engagement or graduation party, I think those are all, you want to have it positive and uplifting, Vince.
I'm with you.
There is too many, you listen to the news, of course, they get ratings by talking about the bad things, but I don't think there's enough good things. Vince, I found something good for you.
Okay.
And, Vince, we've been talking about the automobiles, the crashes. You and I have gone back and forth on EVs. And I know you're an environmentalist. You want to preserve the planet. I know you're really big on using less. And I'm with you there. And some of these crazy EVs now with, thousands of pounds of batteries that, that's the marketing thing. You got to go by range. So you want 300 miles, 400 miles, even 500 miles range. Just the waste of the resources to manufacture those batteries to then, you got to drive around with all that weight, Vince, in the car so that, people don't calculate what's the inefficiency of driving thousands of pounds of batteries in the bottom of your car. So, Vince, here's some good news. This is for you and everyone else who's interested. I have found for sale a real Flintstones car. You can buy these. And they work. And they work with pedal power. And you can steer them. They're small. It's 8 feet by 5 feet. So it's fairly small. It's not as big as the one you saw in the cartoons. But Vince, it's real. You can buy this right now. Talk about resources. You just maybe have to eat a little more breakfast before you get in one. But other than that, Vince, it's very environmentally friendly, and you can buy it right now. It's known as a Bedrock Canopy Lux Lounger. Vince, you can purchase this right now. Now, there is one caveat, but before I tell you that, what do you think of that idea, Vince, buying a Flintstone car?
Well, sounds like it has. Is that four wheels?
Well, Vince, it doesn't have any wheels. That's the caveat. It only works on water.
Oh, is it a canoe?
Well, no, it's a full Flintstone car, and you pedal it. It's sold by a company called Pool Elite, and I sent you a link. And it's, Vince, it's a real, it's modeled after Fred's classic car to a T. And, like I said, it's, it's only big enough for one person. But the caveat is it only works on water, so you have to use it in your pool or in a lake. But it works.
When you initially said this, Fred Flintstone vehicle, what I was really thinking is, we already have those. And we have them with two wheels. And, it's foot power, and they're called bicycles. And, they used to be $40, $49 when I was a child. You could buy a whole bicycle with both wheels and the handlebars and the seat and the frame and everything, the chain, pedals, for $49 when I was a child. So, and I still have my bicycles from when I was a child, from the 1950s and the 1960s. Brett, I was thinking, you mentioned heavy batteries. So literally, class, if you were in combat, let's say World War II, for example, and you had a backpack on, and let's say it weighed 20 pounds, if you really had to move, if you had to get out of the way of projectiles flying at you, you could dump that backpack and run, right? Nobody would say, well, listen, I need another 50 pounds so I can get out of here quickly. It's simple physics. To move extra mass, extra weight, takes extra energy. Well, same thing with the vehicle. So the heavier the vehicle, the more energy it takes to move it around, even to get it rolling, from a stop. Well, the automobile makers, as we said in hour number one, took 30 pounds of weight which they deemed worth throwing overboard, the spare tire. They got rid of the spare tire and the jack and the wheel to reduce the weight by 30 pounds. And at the same time, the electric vehicle manufacturers are adding hundreds and hundreds of pounds, not 30 pounds, hundreds of pounds of more weight to get extra range, which means the tires have to be heavier, the tires wear out faster, the tires cost more. Everything, it costs more with a heavier battery pack. Now, let's add to this equation one more piece. We have an EasyGo golf cart here. I've had it for many years, and I used it for my parents to go from our house to their house when we lived in Virginia. It was the fastest way when my father had emergencies after this guy crashed into him and really banged him up. The fastest way to get from our house to his house across the field was a golf cart, because all you do is turn the key, step on the gas, and you're going. Okay, no cranking it. I mean, it was a gas-powered, but had an electric battery to start it. Very much like a car battery. Well, they had two kinds of golf carts back then. They still do. This one's made by EasyGo, kind of Donald Trump rides around in today. Same kind of golf cart. They have two models. One is two-cylinder gasoline engine with an engine by Robin, spelled R-O-B-I-N. And then there's a 48-volt electric golf cart. No gas engine, just 48-volt battery bank. When people want to sell a golf cart, the ones that you see that are available for sale on the used marketplace are the electric ones. When the battery bank goes bad, and they don't sell it with a good battery bank. They say, works great, needs new batteries. And batteries are like, I don't know, $2,000. So here we have a golf cart that's perfectly good, all except for one thing. It needs $2,000 worth of batteries. Whereas the gas one, the battery is about $100. And you replace them at about the same interval, maybe every 3 or 4 years. The problem, what I'm trying to contrast, Bert, is this electric car problem. When the electric vehicles, I'm talking about car or truck, needs a new battery bank, it's so expensive that it's not cost effective to replace it. Right?
Yeah.
Which means that the viable length of service of an electric vehicle is like 5 to 7 years. Right? And then they're disposable, which is not the case with any gas-powered vehicle. Who would think of buying a gasoline-powered anything, an SUV, a car, a wagon, a truck? Who would think of buying one of those and saying, well, listen, I expect it to last 5 to 7 years, then we're going to crush it, you know, scrap? Nobody in their right mind would do that, right?
Yeah, we need to rethink. You know, there's so many contradictions when you look at EVs, and the main thing is you have to look at the big picture, from mining the natural resources to the manufacturing process to the lifespan of the vehicle, and then, as you said, how do we dispose of it? I think they do know how to dispose of electrical batteries. It's just they don't want to do it because it may cost more than what it costs to procure and manufacture the batteries to begin with. So there's so many things that haven't been looked at when we look at the promotion of EVs. Now, that said, you know, I'm an EV proponent for one simple reason, efficiency. But we got to address the big picture, the whole life cycle that goes on there.
And, you know, it sure would be nice if the EV battery bank was recyclable. It sure would be nice if they used nickel iron cells for the electric vehicles.
Well, you know, economically,
we have no idea how long they last.
Economically recyclable. Yeah.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, I know that since I got my DBA, you're going to want to get one. And so I looked up the cost of a DBA. Doctorate in Business Administration from Harvard University, and it's $1,545 a credit hour, and the doctorate is 60 credits. So on top of your bachelor's degree and then master's degree, you're looking at 60 more credit hours, and 60 credit hours at $1,545 a credit hour, and you're looking at about $92,700. So, Bert, I know that's a lot of money, and I was thinking, I can help you get it for much, much less. So
in about 2 years,
500.
2 years at 15 credits a semester. I don't know. I'm trying to. Yeah. Or 1.5 years, maybe.
Well, I got my master's in 18 months, and that was 60 credits. And I know you got yours. You know,
way slower
after work hours as well.
Yeah, one course. I took one course at a time, Vince. And in fact, the university said, there's no problem. You're getting good grades, but in the 7 years you've taken at one course a time and a couple of quarters off, the curriculum has changed. So they asked me to take two new. I think there's one course I didn't have to take anymore. I forget what that is. That might have been abacus counting or something, and then two new courses that they were requiring. So. I said okay, and I got it, Vince. It was no joking, 7 years, because Vince, I think a lot of people have like the dream that you show up in class and you haven't been there, and it's final exam type, and the other students are looking at you like, where have you been all semester? And, well, I was one of those people that got that recurring dream of I've been missing class, and it's time to take the exam, which, you know, maybe if you ace it. Well, so long story short, Vince, I figured I can deal with one course at a time, one class, because I can concentrate and say, you know, this is class. I was worried, and, you know, this may sound irrational, or some people listening can agree with me. I was worried that if I had two or more classes, I was going to forget about one of them. And comes time to graduate, and I haven't been going to class, or at least, time to graduate that class, you know, complete that class. And I did take a long time. I enjoyed it, though, Vince. You know what I enjoyed, and I'm throwing this out there for people who may not know, you can get an MBA with an undergraduate degree in almost anything. You can be an art major and have not taken any business classes, and for that matter, any math or, you know, quantitative classes at all, and you can still qualify for a graduate degree in business. Now, it may mean you have to take a few more extra classes than, say, an engineering major who has some of the math down, or a business major who's already taken some of the basic business classes. But anyone can get a MBA. Anyone, as I said, an art student can get an MBA. And I think it's well worth doing, Vince, because what I enjoyed is each professor thinks that their topic, and you're taking accounting, finance, legal, ethics, management, and each professor is convinced in his mind that his curriculum for his course is the key to success in business. And I really enjoyed that because, you know, the professors were able to communicate that, and I went to a really good school that I thought was excellent. They can go part-time. It's Santa Clara University here in California. And Vince, it just, you know, took me a few years. But I did it to learn business, not, you know, a lot of my classmates thought, oh, we're going to graduate and our company's going to make us a VP the day we graduate. Well, that's not why I took it. I took it to learn the nuts and bolts of business because, as you know, I came from an engineering background for my undergraduate degree, and I still am an engineer. So there's a long answer to your question, Vince, but I'd be interested in the doctorate. Now, can you do other than business, or is this only offered as a doctorate in business?
Well, for right now, since it's such a new program, it's only a DBA, Doctorate in Business Administration. But, Bert, I believe I heard you say that anyone can get an MBA. That's not exactly correct. Anyone who has a degree, a bachelor's degree, can apply to get into a master's in business administration school, but then you still have to do the work.
And you have to get,
So you can get in with a, you know, with a degree that's not in business, art, phys ed, science, engineering.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. One of the biggest interstates in the USA is out of action through one of the country's largest cities. A tanker truck exploded, burning down a piece of Interstate 95 going right through Philadelphia.
I came outside, I smelled smoke. It smelled like gasoline, actually.
That man lives near the piece of I-95 that collapsed thanks to the searing heat from the burning tanker on the road right below. They're gearing up for any possibility at the federal courthouse in Miami ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arrival of former President Trump to be arraigned on 37 charges related to classified documents found at his home in Palm Beach, Florida. He was a cruise ship singer, a real estate mogul, a media tycoon, and three times the prime minister of Italy. Along the way, Silvio Berlusconi put his foot in his mouth countless times. His lawyer confirms that Berlusconi has died at age 86. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Bert, I want to share this with you. You know, when in class, when I did the work for my master's degree, I thought that, you know, it's going to be brutal. The degree is a five-year program. And if you go in the evenings, part-time, it's 5 years long. And I thought, you know, having final exams, midterms, term papers for 5 years over my head, like constant stress, that's crazy. So I found out a little bit of research. I found out what the requirements were. And to stay in the master's program, you had to maintain a 3.0 average, which is a B, a flat out B. And so I thought, okay, so I need to have a B. I can probably do this a little faster. I thought, you know, 5 years of these final exams and midterms and term papers and presentations and all the rest of this thesis, this is nuts. I'll just bang it out real fast. So what I did was I was working full-time for a Fortune 100 company, and I was going to school full-time at night. And so I went, the summer sessions and the regular sessions and the regular semesters. And I saw 18 months, a year and a half. And I was going full-time at night, working full-time. So everything I did was either work or go to school 7 days a week for 18 months. And I banged it out. And I got my grade point average was 3.0000.
Yeah, well, it's exactly. Not that hard, Vince. That's one-third A's, one-third B's, and one-third C's.
Yeah.
And for a class, most graduate school, a D is considered failing. Got to repeat the class. So it's not like you can get a couple of D's in your undergraduate work and get by. I can't do that in graduate school.
Right. So what I'm saying is I decided to take the opposite approach and get it over with sooner. And what one of my instructors said to the class was, if you want to maximize your salary in life, you're going to have to change jobs three times. Because if you stay with the same company, they're going to say, atta boy, atta girl, but you're just not going to maximize your salary. So if that was your goal to, you know, make the most amount of money in your life, if you had an MBA, you'd have to change jobs three times. So what I did was immediately upon getting my master's degree, I just wanted to see if it worked. I love the company I worked for. I worked for Litton Industries, absolute top of the line company, no question about it. And so I sent my resume off to a company that wanted to hire a guy to design, be head of systems design, actually for the government. And those guys said, you got to come down for an interview. And I said, no, I, you know, thank you anyway. And this was in the mid-70s. I did not want to leave Litton Industries. I wanted to stay because the company was fabulous. It couldn't have been better to me. As a matter of fact, they paid for the darn master's. Literally. Actually, as a result of me going for my master's degree, they had to rewrite the educational policy for Litton Industries because they said they would pay 90% of the education if you went, you know, for further education. They paid 90%. I only had to pay 10%. The amazing thing was I gave myself an enormous raise. No one had ever spent so much money so fast in education. So they said, no, I'm not doing that anymore. No, we can't do that. This guy spent, you know, we were paying him probably more for education than we were paying him to show up. So they changed the policy as a result. But so I sent my resume off just on a lark, just to see. I kept getting the offer was higher and higher and higher. Finally, I got hired. You know, the state government is where I sent one resume to the state government. And literally, the Secretary of Labor for the state was involved in overriding the maximum salary they could pay for this position. And he overrode the state guidelines so that they could hire me for more than the maximum of anybody in that position would be paid, plus a bonus. Can you imagine that? So, you know, to let my instructor know, does it work? Yeah, it works. It really worked. You know, you had to change jobs, which I didn't want to do. But they offered me so much money, I couldn't turn it down.
I mean, Vince, didn't Litton Industries invent the microwave oven?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called the radar range.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was radar.
Well, the other thing, Vince, is for class, they used the band called 2.4 gigahertz, which back in the day they thought was useless for any other type of communications, and it also was very close to a resonant frequency of the water molecule, so it would be very good at heating up anything with water in it. Little did they know that years and decades later, that band would be the most prolific band in the whole radio spectrum because it's the primary Wi-Fi band and huge interference. Remember, I used to go on mountaintops and look at how the we were testing long-distance Wi-Fi, and we couldn't use it during lunch hour because all the microwaves going on. Now it's a moot point because although the amount of microwaves was high, the amount of people using Wi-Fi now is so much greater that it's just noise blurred the entire 24-hour day cycle. But that was my question. I thought Litton had, amongst other things, invented the microwave, or as you say, the first name was the radar range.
Yeah. Well, you know, Class, by the way, literally when I got my master's degree, I didn't do it to make money. I've never had making money as a goal. And I can prove it because I don't have any. But the reason I went for my master's degree, Bert, I graduated the university, and there were no jobs, not a single job. So what do? You know, boy comes home, goes, you know, spends years in undergraduate education, comes home and doesn't have a job. So what do? I guess I go for more education. So literally, I just decided to continue my education and maybe delay the fact that I didn't have a job and what it would take to get one. And so I was going for my master's degree, and Mrs. Finelli had an interview with Litton. And so I went to the library and did some research for her because she was working full time. And, you know, we're just dating then, back then. And so I learned who the officers of the corporation were, what the revenue was. I learned a lot of details. And, you know, this is before the internet in the 70s. I went to the library and spent the whole day there researching the corporation. I knew the names of the vice presidents, the president, the product line. And so I was, you know, sitting in the, I drove her to her interview, which is 66 miles away, and you know, sitting in the waiting area, and I thought, I'll just fill out an application. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I get asked into for an interview, and the guy that was
that day or another day?
No, that day, right then and there.
So while you were in the lobby waiting for Mrs. Finelli, at the time your girlfriend, to emerge from her interview, they said, sir, could you come in here? We'd like to talk to you. That's
right.
How it happened?
Yeah. Well, you've never heard that story, but that's exactly how it happened. And so I went into the interview, and they started quizzing me. So what do you know about us? And I just rattled off who was who the vice presidents were, the areas of responsibility, the mission statement, the product line. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that some guy is just a driver, you know, for an applicant would actually know about the company. And so I was an undergraduate degree in finance and economics. And they said, you know what, we want you to meet this guy. So he brought me over to meet the vice president of the financial department for the corporation. And I interviewed with him, and I interviewed with his, you know, direct report. Next thing I know, I mean, right then and there, they offered me a job. It was a really good job.
And what happened?
So Mrs. Finelli got hired. I got hired.
So you both got hired.
Yeah, on the same day. And so she worked in the programming department. She was programming computers in assembler, A-S-S-E-M-B-L-E-R, language. And these were machines that business was using to run their accounting systems. So she was programming the accounting systems that Litton was building. So they built the systems, and she was one of their top programmers. So it was really interesting how this all worked. And I was put in the financial analysis department, and I was a financial analyst, you know, right out of school. And then the next thing I know, 6 months later, they said, I went to my boss, and I said, you know, look, if y'all or we all make these computers, can I take one home? I want to learn how to program it. And
now, this was a while ago, Vince. This was probably first-generation computer with vacuum tubes?
No, this was actually transistors. This was 1976.
Well, and I was making a joke. It was probably third generation because transistors were second. And I think it was up to basic logic integrated circuits. So that would have been third generation computers, most likely.
So I took one home for the weekend. This was a really expensive computer, maybe $6,000, something like that. They let me have it for the weekend. I took it home. I started programming it. I thought this was a really neat thing. Next thing I know, I got called into another guy's office, vice president of, we'll call it data processing, to build systems to run the business. I got called into there, and he said, you know, we'd like to move you from the financial analysis department to the computer programming department, and we want you to build computer systems for the corporation. So, you know, the two things that I really, really avoided in school, well, you know this, public speaking and computers. Those are two things. Those are the two things that I really, really didn't like doing. And, you know, I was, you know, I felt uncomfortable with computers and I felt uncomfortable with public speaking. So here we are, Bert, talking about computers and building systems and public speaking, right? Here we are.
Yep.
So I guess there's a lesson here, class. The lesson is that you can do it if you want to. If you really focus and are deliberate and you have the passion and desire, you can do it. And Kathy asked me, you know, how I got involved in radio. So she's going to be on Thursday. If she asks me again on Thursday, I'll tell you how I got involved in radio. But it was not something I wanted to do. It was absolutely something I did not want to do. But I did it, and I learned how to do it, and just like I learned how to program, and just like I learned electronics and electricity. Not that I'm very good at any of those things. I just decided that I was going to learn a little bit more than I already knew. And you know what, Bert? All these skills that you've learned, and I've learned, you know, in our lives, have really been important in everything we do. Everything we do. I'm talking about from gardening, I'm talking about the chemistry, the biology, the hydraulic cycle, the electricity, the electronics, the friction, the forces, the levers, the moments of energy. All of the things that we have learned are applicable in our lives. It's just that when we're learning, we don't really realize it at first.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's August 26th, which is a Saturday. I'm going to be speaking, teaching a class publicly in Missouri. And it's the Ozarks Homesteading .com event. So I'm going to be there. Mike Knox, USA Prepares instructor, will be there. And you may see some others of us. It's not my event. It's not USA Prepares event. I'm just a guest speaker. And I volunteered my time to teach a class. And here's what it says on the Internet. They've got my picture there, or at least somebody looks like me. And it says, Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, nationally syndicated radio broadcaster and Missouri cattle farmer, is the original survival economist. Rule number one, start your own preparedness business. Rule number two, never have someone else prepare your taxes. Since 2012, he's taught over 6,200 one-hour preparedness classes, and this course will teach you how you can easily save thousands of dollars per year while preparing for what's to come. It's the same thing that the rich do. The IRS publishes how to do it, and it costs you nothing. This class is absolutely free, and if you can attend only one seminar this year, this might be it. So that's it. It's at OzarkHomesteading.com, and class, I'll tell you more about it. I'm on the 26th of August, and in person, and I'm going to put a discount coupon on our camping site because people want to come camping while they're attending this event. So I want to make sure that a discount is available for y'all if you decide to stay here at the farm. And you might be able to spend a little bit more time together if you do. So that's coming up. Bert, when it comes to discounts, is there a number that you would consider a real discount rather than, you know, a tease, like 5%? That doesn't seem like a discount to me. Does it to you?
No. You know, I think it varies on item, Vince, but you reminded me of something that just hit the news. The biggest supermarket chain out here in California is Safeway, and we're allowed to give out names to corporations, right?
As long as it's accurate. As long as it's accurate,
no,
absolutely.
It's accurate, and the problem is they were inaccurate in the sense that Safeway was offering buy one, get one free, but just before the buy one, get one free, they would raise the prices, let's say 50%, and so they've they're being sued by California for unfair trade practices because, you know, it wasn't really by, you know, if Vince, I'll just throw this out there. I don't think inflation works in 24 hours. So if they raise their price from $2 an item to $3 an item, and then they announce at the same time, buy one, get one free, well, it's a discount, Vince, but it's not half price. And they've been doing that for years. I don't shop there anymore. It's just too hard to figure out their prices. But so they got in trouble. Now, if I see buy one, get one free, say, on vitamins or something like that, that'll attract me. 50% off, same thing. But 25% off, maybe. 5 or 10% off. And, again, it varies on items. Not much. I mean, if I need something, if you need something from the hardware store, Vince, you don't care, right? It doesn't matter what it costs. You got to go down there and get it. But if it's something that you can wait on, like food or things like that, I don't know. I mean, you're asking me. I would say the threshold's probably 25% off, something like that, and half price is looks really good.
Well, actually, you know, their lawyers probably could defend that in court and say, well, wait a minute, it is buy one, get one free. It's just that we had a price increase, you know, since we turned on that buy one, get one free. So technically, yeah, they're right, but is it immoral? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, they're,
and we have, we have a company in Missouri that it's food chain, and what they do is they say that we're going to sell it to you at our cost. Now, what the heck does that mean? And I used to be a financial analyst, so there are lots of different kinds of cost. There's cost that's fully burdened, you know, with all the employees and the overtime costs and the benefits and the tuition and the vacations and, you know, all that, plus the taxes and the light, heat, rent, all that, you know, fully burdened, or is it just the cost of the product to make the product without all of the extra costs. So what is cost? So cost means different things, and depends on how it's defined. Well, there's a company that says food for, they sell it at cost. But then when you get to the register, it might say $4, marked on the shelf, $4. You go to the register and they go, yeah, okay, so it's $4, and then there's a 10%. See, we sell it for cost, but we charge 10% more when you get to the register. So it's not a cost. So there's lots of this going on. There's all kinds of schemes. And you're absolutely right, and I'm really glad that you brought that to class. Because unless you're paying attention, you don't realize that these companies are, well, to use your words from the 70s, hoodwink. Isn't that the term? Hoodwink?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, don't be hoodwinked. You gotta have your eyes wide open. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today. And, oh, by the way, Class Sergey will be back next Monday. He has been traveling, and he was for the last couple of weeks, and he is back, and he'll be with us on Monday. Bert, thank you so much for teaching class today. I really appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.